Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As the Stones bring us back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Stephen Mintz. He's not going to be new for long. He's a really smart guy. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. He's an award-winning, highly recognized educator and business expert in his world, in the accounting world especially. Dr. Mintz, thank you again for being here. You posed the question, have we lost civility in America? How do you think the fundamental of civility, has it impacted our ethics, or has our ethics impacted our civility?
I think it's both ways, actually. Basic things like etiquette, I think, is a lost art. Simple things, saying thank you, excuse me, showing gratitude. I think showing gratitude is so important, and I believe it's an ethical value. You're indicating to somebody they did something nice for you. You appreciate it.
Right.
It gives a warm feeling.
We're losing that, aren't we? I mean, I've seen this, and this is something I tell young people all the time. When I talk to young people, I tell them, learn how to be grateful. Learn how to act
right.
Grateful. If you want people who are older than you, who have more resources than you, to help you, they only ask you for one thing in return, and that's to act like it actually was kind of special, that it meant something to you. If you act like, well, I deserve this, then it ain't going to happen again.
Right. That's true. And civility, as far as civility is concerned, I think most Americans would agree that's sort of a lost art. I like to say that we need to learn how to disagree with each other, but not be disagreeable.
And see, you're talking about
back to basics.
And
yes.
You're talking about intellectual honesty now. See, I think intellectual honesty is a huge part of ethics, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That we say things that are truthful. We mean them. We carry out our word. It goes back to the golden rule in many respects. Treat others the way you wish they would treat you. So if you want them to be honest, trustworthy, treat you fairly, accept responsibility for what we do. That would be basic core values that can build both civility and ethics with respect to knowing the difference between right and wrong, good and bad.
Now, you spent a good bit of time in the accounting world, and I'm sure you've spent quite a bit of time at least somewhere in the proximity of corporations. And I believe that part of our problem today with our ethical behavior in the marketplace, a lot of it comes from bad behavior on Wall Street. And I believe it originated when we quit investing and we started trading. I think when we focused more on the trading aspect and the devotion to the 90-day conference call, Dr. Mintz, I believe that really hurt the ethical behavior, because if I'm hard up against a 90-day conference call, whether I'm trading in the stock or owning, or I'm the owner of the stock and I'm the corporate manager of the company, that kind of pressure erodes my morality. I think sometimes it erodes the morality of people sometimes. What do you think about that?
I agree with you on that. I think the cause of a lot of the scandals of the early 2000s was these financial analyst projections of earnings, where they would say it's projected the company will earn $1 million, $1.20 a share, and companies take a look at the numbers prior to public reporting, and they're short. So they look for ways to increase the revenue,
right,
decrease the expenses, not in conformity with the rules.
Or even if they do something right, even if they don't break any laws, they lay off a bunch of people to meet their numbers. And that, where's the ethics in that to their people?
Right, right. It's a social responsibility issue I think we have as well with businesses. Not all. Obviously, a lot of businesses are very good about it. Others are not. There's greed built into the system, certainly. More profits. Where does it stop? How much is enough?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have clear lines. And I think in part it's because we don't have ethical leaders some of these corporations
and
put the interests of the public first.
Do you agree with me when you look at the new crop of Democratic presidential candidates? They think the way to solve this is by installing socialism and replacing capitalism with socialism. I mean, I think they're way out of line on that. They're mistaken about that, when what they should be focusing on is how do we reform the system we have that works. It just needs some adjustments. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree. It's not the system that isn't working. It's the people that are running the system that isn't working the way they should. There's a lack of ethical leadership. We talk about the tone at the top and setting an ethical corporate culture. And that's not the case in many businesses. And it doesn't matter what system you have. If the people are not ethical, the system won't be ethical.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I teach ethics, I like to teach virtue, because virtue is all about positive traits of character of good people who know right from wrong and act that way.
And in the big tech world, where we're having so much news right now about all the lapses and all the problems, It's all rooted in bad ethical behavior. And they blame it on the algorithms, Dr. Mintz, but the truth is humans create every one of those algorithms and tell them what to do. We're going to come right back after the break. It's 10 Till with Dr. Stephen Mintz. His book is called Beyond Happiness and Meaning. He's going to talk to us next about what's going to happen in the future.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.